Welcome to BPB Knows. Today, BPB Knows the tax implications of bankruptcy for S-Corps. Our expert is Richard Cabrera, a director in our tax practice and an advisor to businesses that are facing challenging circumstances. So Richard, give us the background. Why are the tax implications for S-Corps in bankruptcy different than other companies?
Well, I think it starts with the fact that S-corporations are a flow-through entity. And so anytime you're dealing with an S-corporation, you're not just dealing with the entity level tax impacts, but you're also dealing with the shareholder tax impacts. And so what comes from a bankruptcy filing, you know, whatever the circumstances, however the chips fall, may have a significant impact, not only on the entity, but also on the shareholders.
So when you're talking to a company that is facing this situation, what kind of guidance do you give them? What are the first one or two things you tell them to do or to look for?
Well, I think you got to look for what your operating income is like. Even though you might be going through a bankruptcy, you might still be a somewhat of a profitable business. You got to look at things like shareholder basis, you know, something that is reported on tax returns, but sometimes can be overlooked by certain tax practitioners. Those first two things really come to mind as two, you know, kind of critical foundational pieces to evaluate any of the scenarios that might come from bankruptcy.
Do you usually have a heads up that this situation is coming so you can get in front of it? Or do you find that it's something that companies, clients don't even think about until it's past the point?
Yeah, I would say that we usually, unfortunately, get involved sometimes after the fact, right? When people are trying to scramble to do their tax planning after they've made a bankruptcy filing. But I would advise any business in this situation that is contemplating a bankruptcy filing to think about the tax impacts beforehand, because your ability to maybe change the status of your corporation might be most beneficial to do so before you file for bankruptcy.
How far in advance should those conversations take place?
Really, as soon as you know that bankruptcy might be an option, or you know, maybe the business has taken a turn for the worse and you start planning in any type of exit strategy, that's when you should really loop in your CPA and start having those conversations.
I imagine it's a tough conversation for a business owner to have. It's kind of admitting defeat, and it might not be something that they really want to think about up front, right?
Yeah, of course. You know, there's a lot of tough conversations around tax. Sometimes in the tax code, there's weird rules that make you pay tax on phantom income. And this is just another one of those scenarios where, you know, it's tough to talk about, but at the end of the day, having the best tax strategy is going to put you, the shareholder, in the best position, you know, not to be harmed individually.
When you're consulting with a business owner, do you bring up, if you're seeing things not looking as long-term viable as you would hope they would be, is it something that you bring up? How do you bring up that topic?
Yeah, I probably don't bring up bankruptcy. I would probably let the business owner bring that up to me. You know, most business owners are very optimistic. A lot of them are entrepreneurial and have beat the odds when the odds are stacked against them. And so I wouldn't put it against really any of my clients that are in tough situations to get through it. I think, you know, as a part of just normal tax planning, maybe something comes up where the business owner says, you know, well, what if we ended up filing for bankruptcy? What would happen then? And I think that then the door is now open for me to really be a little more honest and frank in that situation and, you know, outline what could happen, you know, in situation one, two, or three, and kind of outline some of the basics of bankruptcy.
So talk a little bit about how the S corporation status could be changed. What goes into something like that?
Right. So you can revoke an S election, and you can also terminate an S election. And so while, you know, they kind of mean the same thing legally and nuance wise, that they're actually two separate things. And so revoking is an affirmative action taken by the shareholders and the corporation, while termination could be something that happens automatically. Like if an impermissible shareholder, if someone, you know, becomes an impermissible shareholder, that could just terminate an S corporation immediately. Whereas a revocation is more, you know, of a, like I said, an affirmative action by the entity and also by the shareholders.
So how does someone become an inadmissible shareholder?
Yeah, so an S corporation, there are limits on ownership of S corporations. For instance, you can't have more than 100 shareholders. You have to be U.S. individuals for the most part. There are some trusts that can be set up for foreign ownership, but somebody could transfer their shares to 101 people, right? And if I transfer my shares to 101 persons, this corporation now has 101 shareholders, and that is no longer an eligible S corporation.
Are there any other nuances to this that are often missed by business owners, or just something they don't even think about?
Well, I think when you're talking about S corps and bankruptcy, the issue really becomes, do we want to trap the income or the loss inside of a C corporation by revoking the S election or by terminating the S election? And so, you know, a C corporation, generally speaking, somebody made an election to become an S because they didn't want to pay double taxation, right? A C corporation is subject to double taxation. An S corporation is subject to a single layer of taxation. It's a pass-through entity, as I kind of began this conversation with. And so really the consideration that you want to make and consider is, do we want to trap income inside of the C corporation, or do we want it to flow through and flow out of the S corporation to the shareholders?
Are those elections changing S to C? Is that a common scenario?
It is common. It's very common. You see a lot of C corporations electing to become S corporations. You know, not as many, I guess, S's going back to C's, but I do see that in normal tax planning. In some other areas of the tax law, we've had S corporations become C corporations. But specifically for bankruptcy, I think it's a pretty important determination to make. And I do think, as you were saying earlier, it's something that you want to consider before you file for bankruptcy.
Yeah. So with tax planning and so many other things, really thinking through your best steps and things to do so you're in the best position are always better to do in advance than after the fact, after you've made a decision.
Of course. You always really want to work through the tax impacts of a decision before you make it. You know, you want to model it out. You want to see, you know, how the cookie crumbles, so to speak, and see all, you know, what happens if you make this bankruptcy filing.
That's great. And that's one of our mottos around here, work through the tax implication. That's what we do every day. Yeah. So to our listeners, thank you so much for joining us. Richard, thank you for explaining this topic. And if you have questions or topics you would like for us to cover, you can always contact us by email at bpbknows@bpbcpa.com. Thank you, and we will see you next time.